الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم وقال الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب صدق الله العظيم. In these verses Allah تبارك وتعالى speaks about Nabi Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. In the Quran Kareem we find that many a time Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called our uswa, our guide, our model. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam is also called. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him like the grandfather of this ummah. And a person has a relationship. Ibrahim alayhi salam, we all know him because qurbani. And that word qurbani means sacrifice. So everyone wants to know, what will I inherit from my grandfather? The inheritance from the grandfather was sacrifice. That's why every year that qurbani that is made is to say, don't forget your inheritance. We enter in this world as a qaleel. Ibrahim alayhi salam stood up in the time of Namrud. Namrud was what we call today America. It was one man, wherever his eye fell, that was his. No army could stand against Namrud. He was the center of Satanism, evil. Whatever he wanted, he did. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he stood up against Namrud, so strong was the power and the awe of Namrud, that even when Ibrahim alayhi salam fell in the fire, and the fire did not burn him, and people around saw it, even then they were not ready to accept belief on Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fear of what will Namrud do to us. The only thing is they could not touch him, so he had to leave Iraq. When he left Iraq, it was his wife, it was his nephew. He said, on the surface of the earth, it is only us who are taking the name of Allah. That small amount in front of the world of kufr was what me and you inherited. When Ibrahim alayhi salam made the journey, that inheritance of Ibrahim alayhi salam started with that you as a Nabi, as a nation of this Nabi, you can never worry of numbers. Even if you walk alone, you are a nation yourself. Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. He himself was a nation. Inheritance of Ibrahim alayhi salam, me and you, one of us are a nation in itself. If the whole family turns against one man is a nation, he will change the family. We don't ever move with the wind. The people of this ummah, they make the wind move in their direction. We have caused changes and we will continue causing. The flag of Islam is extremely heavy, but whoever puts his hand on that flag, he finds it lifts. Allah Ta'ala gave the people of this ummah the miracles of the Anbiya of the past. Nabi Musa alayhi salam would touch a stick, and when Allah said, become a snake, it became. How do you think this ummah is surviving over 1,400 years? Who was the ones who stood up in combat against kufr and evil? How was one man going to take a nation? Allah put the ingredients in one person of this ummah, that you are a nation yourself. You will bring down the Namrud of your era. But who's that you? That you could be me, it could be you, and may Allah make it could be our children. It could be our children. So when you see the small child in front, don't just think of a child, think of a nation. And thereafter it now comes that it got to do with what button you're going to press. If you press the right button at the time when you see that small, masoom, innocent child, It is called when the child comes in the world, it's time to hand it over. You either hand it over to the world. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu nasi yaghdu. Everyone is going in the world. Fabari'un nafsa. And everyone is going to sell himself. Famu'tiquhu aw mubiq. Some people will sell themselves to Allah and they will free themselves. And some will sell themselves to the world and will destroy themselves. When that child comes in front, the first lesson of nurturing a child is, O Allah, from my side, I will ask you to accept the child for you. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother did it when the child was in the womb. It became Isa. Isa alayhi salam is not mother, grandmother. The child was in the womb, it was Maryam radiallahu anha. She thought it's a boy. A boy normally will do khidmat. A boy will be teaching in the masjid. A boy will be running the affairs. A girl is in parda. But she put it front, O Allah, I make a proposal. She said, I make this child muharraran, free for you. Fataqabbal, O Allah, will you now accept? She put it front. Amazing this proposal with Allah. She really thought it will be a boy because a boy can do the work of deen. What can a girl do? But in this ummah, when we take the name, nearly every hadith you will hear, every few hadith you will hear, an Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mother of the ummah, she said, when a ruling is made, she said, Aisha radiallahu anha said, the women of this ummah have played a role in Islam like the men. At that time, perhaps the mother of Maryam radiallahu anha never thought, what can a girl do? But she felt pregnant, so she said, Muharraran, O Allah, I put the child for you. And she really thought it's a boy. Allah Tabarakallah speaks about it when she gave birth. And she saw it's a girl. She said, Unsa, that this is a girl. How will a girl manage to do what I had wanted from Allah? Allah Tabarakallah says, Wallahu a'lam bima wada'at. That Allah knows better of what you have given birth than you yourself. You are looking at it as a girl, but Allah, it is a girl who the ingredient has fallen in. She became Maryam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that she was that girl where hardly any man in the world could match her. Maryam. فَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. Almighty Allah said, the mother put it in front. Almighty Allah became the farmer of Maryam. Imbat means to let the crop grow. When the farmer is a master, he understands everything happening around. He understands what to put to prevent the insects coming, destroying, to prevent the locusts hitting. The crop is very weak. If you got a master in farming, and he says, I'll take care of the crop, Allah Tabarakallah said, the mother asked, we did. فَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. Almighty Allah said, Allah took the responsibility of bringing the crop up. وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. The Nabi of the time, Zakariya alayhi salam, was told, you see to the nurturing of this child. Maryam was created. But why was it mentioned in Quran? What did it have to do with me and you? Because in our houses, the Maryams and the Muhammads are going to be born. When the child is born, either hand it over to Allah. Muharraran, O Allah, for your deen, will you accept it? Or you just say, what a lovely child. And as you intend at the beginning, it will end at the ending. Make good intentions, you have done your job. Make weird intentions, funny intentions. Intentions that got no level of ending. Ending it ends trivial. Perhaps previously we mentioned it here or in some other place. I was in one masjid, a jamaat had come, the man of the jamaat explained, they had visited a certain shop, shoemaker shop. And he was not very welcoming to the jamaat. They wanted to speak to him, he said, go speak to my son. Good for nothing. So they went, they spoke to the son, that if you are free, come out in the path of Allah. Then they came to the man, he said, you spoke to your son. You also make intention, one day Allah will hear your intention, one day. So when he said that, the man looked at him and like, Saha. That her mean what? He said, I put so much of effort in my child. Years and years I spent so that he will become an engineer.
What money I never thought I'll manage to put in, I put it in for him. Then he got his grade, he got his degree, he got it all. And now when I'm just waiting, get the job, he can't get the job. 1 year has gone, now he's sitting with me in the shop. I never put him in the world for the shop. But why is it her? That her was, that when this boy was born, and the father was so thrilled, I got a child. And when you're a boy, I get even more happy. As he came in and he grabbed the boy, at that time he said, "Wah, wah, one day you'll join daddy in the business." At that time the shop was old. One intention was made, 25 years later it was going to find him. You wanted him to make shoes, here's he making shoes. At that moment daddy said, "Oh Allah, for you, we don't know what the future is. But inshallah we are going to see a very glorious future. But glory will be to the children who will carry those flags. With that heavy stick will become for them the staff of Musa al-Islam. They will lift it. But who will lift it? The one who becomes a Maryam or a Muhammad of the era." You got to do a lot with dua. The beginning of maturing starts with dua. Don't ever think you protected. Don't ever think your child is protected. Don't ever become lax in dua. Allah Tabarakallah says, you know Ibrahim, he was the one who went in the fire became for him a garden. He was the one for him who left Iraq. The king of Egypt could not harm him. He wanted to touch his wife, he became paralyzed. This was a miraculous family. He was the one who put a knife by his throat of his son Ismail. And Ismail said, "Oh my father, do what you want to do." We all know Ibrahim. Do you ever think Ibrahim and the child of Ibrahim would ever fear falling into kufr? Allah Ta'ala says, remember the time وَإِذْ قَالَ لِبْرَاهِيمُ, remember the time when Ibrahim a.s. said, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا, oh Allah, I am leaving my child in this land, Makkah. What a وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. He says, "Oh Allah, I made my sacrifice. You said, leave him, I'm leaving. Now I ask you." But what he asked? He said, "Oh Allah, I ask you to protect me and my children from ever worshipping the idols." You would have at that moment said, "You. At a young age, you were the one who broke the idol. Will you ever worship the idol?" Ibrahim alayhi salam taught the world, when kufr will come for the attack, he said, رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ, oh Allah, they have already taken so many astray. Meaning the idol and the jinn behind that idol. Think about the world. Think about how many families have seen kufr, shirk, atheism, drugs, pornography enter. Think about the person you see crying and says, "What happened?" And then think, even if I'm an Ibrahim of the era, there is no guarantee it will not happen to me, it will not happen to my child. He said, إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. Oh Allah, how many already? How many? That's how we will make dua. When you have to make dua for yourself and your child, make it as an Ibrahim of the era. That when he himself said, "I don't know if I'll be protected." Man, you will. The beginning of tarbiyah is put the child in front. That is why ulama have mentioned it is mustahab that when someone is blessed with a child, then the people of the locality must go and visit. When they will go visit, one is they're going to say mubarak to the father. Well done. You can't say well done, you never do anything. Everything came from Allah. But you say mubarak, Allah gave you a gift. But that's not the main thing. And the hadiah is not the main thing. The main thing is the dua that is made at that moment for the child. Because a collection of duas, one might just click, and that one dua did the job. Almighty Allah got hours, he got seconds, and a certain time when a dua is put in the air and the wind of acceptance blows, that one dua sometimes makes it. One dua. That is why an aqiqah is made. It's like a walima. What happens in an aqiqah and a walima? People like food. And normally after they eat, they say, "Alhamdulillah, food was very good. But you're not supposed to stop there, then you have to end with a dua. And the dua is not for the father, the dua is for the child. Walima is the same. The food was lovely, you're supposed to then make dua for the couple. Because marriage is easy to make, but to keep the people married is not easy. You need dua for it. To get a child is not the hardest in the world. To keep the child on track, that's a lifeline story. Every day there's a child, the chance the child will fall. Every day. When an aqiqah will be made, every person who eats, it's his duty to pay back. It comes in the narration, you pay back with dua. This is the dua that the child is saying, you're eating my food, you make sure you make dua for me. Hussein radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved grandson, these words are manqul, narrated from him. He would make this dua, we will make this dua now for the child that was born. And we will make dua for all children that are in our families, surrounding families. Why? Because it's our desire that the army of Islam must be born. And if I can't be part of that army, perhaps, at least I can be the dua for that army. And the time for that army is not far. So he made this dua. What a dua it was. As we will say each phrase, everyone will say Ameen. He said, Burika laka fil mawhub. May Allah bless you in the gift He has given you. Burika laka fil mawhub. Wa shakarta al wahib. And may Allah make you appreciative of the one who gave the gift. Meaning, may you make shukr and may the child be blessed. Burika laka fil mawhub. وَشَكَرْتَ الْوَاحِبُ وَرُزِقْتَ بَرَّهُ. May you be blessed with the obedience of the child for the parents. Because in the era that we're seeing, obedience is being taken out. If a child listens, he listens to anyone but his parents. وَرُزِقْتَ بِرَّهُ وَرُزِقْتَ بَرَّهُ. May you be blessed with the obedience of the child for the parents. وَبَلَّغَ أَشُدَّهُ. And may Allah let the child reach the peak of its life. What a dua it was. Everything was in it. Barakah in the child. But for the child to get barakah, it needs the parents to appreciate from Allah. At the ending of this verse, Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua is now mentioned. First he says, O Allah, you ordered me. You ordered me to bring my child here. What was here? He says, in Makkah there is no business. There's no top future for the world. He says, however, Allah in Makkah is your house. He says, I put my child by your house so that he will always perform salah. He taught us a message. Wherever you go in the world to stay, let the business not be the decision of your moving, let the masjid be the decision. You move with the masjid, otherwise don't move. That masjid center close to your house will be the source of your children growing up straight. Move away from the masjid. You have taken yourself away from all goodness. After that he says, Oh Allah, I put my child by your house so that salah could be established. Then he says, Alhamdulillah alladhi wahabani ala al-kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. Oh Allah, first I thank you for my children. That's wa shakarta al-wahib. Then I thank you, Oh Allah. Then he said, إِنَّ رَبِّي لَسَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. How you listen to my dua? That's normally how a parent says, I want the child, I want the child. When the child comes, he's so happy, he's so thrilled, but it doesn't end there. The first part came, the child. It's not the end. There's two parts in this game. One is getting the child, one is looking after the child. Normally when people come, they always ask, Maulana, you got the dua, I want the child. You people, you can ask Mufti Sahab for that ta'wiz. To get a child, that's something else. To look after the child. Ibrahim alayhi salam's second dua. He said, Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salah wa min dhurriyati. Oh Allah, forget my child, first me, and then my child. Make the two of us people who establish the salah. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. Look at Arabic. He said, you accepted that dua, it's not finished, this is the main dua. Because you brought him in dunya, but not for Jahannam. You brought him in this world, not to burn in front of me one day. So you showed me his smile, let me see his perpetual smile. Make me and make him the people of the masjids. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. He said, oh Allah, forgive me and forgive my parents and forgive the believers, because a day is coming where we will have to give reckoning. This is the beginning of nurturing. It starts with dua, and the dua don't stop with the birth. It carries on. Carries on. Dua for me, I'm the in-between. Dua for the child is at the bottom. Dua for the parent is at the top. It's a dua for the entire family. Why? Because our journey doesn't stop here. We got a very long way to go until we get where we want to get. May Allah Tabarakala make us all from the people of dua. At least today, one of the greatest times when dua is accepted is between the khutbah. So the khatib will sit, then there's that small space without moving the tongue. We will make a dua in our heart. Everyone make a dua for your children, your progeny. But how Ibrahim a.s. made it, oh Allah, save me and my progeny from ever worshipping the devil. And oh Allah, make me and my progeny the people of salah. May Allah tabarakala make us all. May Allah tabarakala always keep us in his protection. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.